بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One more hadith to finish off the chapter on the virtue of sehri and delaying it so long as one does not fear the breaking of dawn. To delay the sehri is more rewarding, and after this we'll do the chapter that to rush, not to rush, but not to delay the iftar, that is also rewarding. So one is to delay the sehri and the other is to be quick, to hasten with the iftar, that is also rewarding. This last hadith under the chapter of delaying the sehri. عن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فصل ما بين صيامنا وصيام أهل الكتاب أكلة السحر. عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the difference between our fast and the fast of the Ahl al-Kitab, meaning the Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, what is the difference between their fast and our fast? Aklatu sahr. That we have sehri, they don't eat sehri. So the sehri is something that is also, apart from being the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yesterday we did all the different virtues of sehri, but at the same time it is this distinguishing factor between us and them. They fast, but they don't make sehri. We fast and we keep sehri. So one of the differences is this sehri. Today we start another chapter, Babu Fadli Ta'jil al-Fitri وما يفطر عليه وما يقوله بعد الإفطار. Chapter on hastening to break the fast. And the second thing is that which one should break his fast with. What should one break one's fast with? And the third thing that we will discuss, وما يقوله بعد الإفطار. What dua should a person make at the time of iftar? How beautiful our deen is. Everything we are taught. And not only the person must fast, but what time he must fast, which is the mustahab time of having sehri, which is the mustahab time of breaking the fast, which dua should be read, what should be eaten at the time of breaking the fast. Everything is detailed to us so that our deen becomes very easy. Now we don't need to add and subtract. Everything is placed before us on a platter. One other principle we learned from today's ahadith is that when deen has stipulated something, then the most virtuous thing at that time is to keep closer to what Shariat has prescribed, what Shariat has recommended. For example, fasting is recommended from the time of Tulu al-Fajr, from the time of Fajr, right up till the time of some sunset. Now we find that a person, by waking up early in the night, a person may, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he might decide that I want to have my sehri. He can do that, and he can go back to sleep. But the more rewarding thing is to delay it closer to the time that has been stipulated by Shariah. Although mentally our brains might tell us that if we keep a longer fast, then now we'll be getting more reward. So let me start my fast 12 o'clock the next day, because the longer fast I keep, the more sawab I get. No, it is not like that. The delaying of the sehri is more rewarding. A person is getting more reward. Here he is keeping it closer to what is prescribed and what is desired by Shariat. Sometimes our brains will tell us something, but Shariat is saying something else. What Shariat is saying is what is more rewarding and is what is better. Another example is like a person that is making wuzu. It comes in a hadith, Rasulullah, the person that goes beyond the limit. And for we know that the person keeps on washing and washing and washing. In his mind, he's thinking that I'm doing something good. I'm washing extra. Hadith says, tahadda wa talama. This person has been excessive in what he's doing. And more than being excessive, he has committed zulam. Why? You know, he thinks he's doing something good. Rasulullah is saying this person has exceeded the limits. And this person has now committed zulam and washing more than what is necessary. So what has been prescribed for us is what we do. We don't try and increase upon it. And we don't try and decrease. We don't go to any type of extremes. What is desired by Shariat is what is our desire should be. So one thing we learn is that now in the time of Maghrib comes in, even though we may think that extending this fast, let us get more sawab, it isn't the case. Ta'jeel, hastening of the breaking of the fast, this is more rewarding for us. عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر. متفق عليه. عن سعد بن سعد رضي الله عنه رضي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said people will remain upon goodness so long as they hasten to break the fast. So long as they hastening, they are quick with breaking the fast, they will remain upon goodness. And there is perhaps one hikmat to this, is the person's thinking now is like the thinking of Shariah. He's not doing his own things. Shariat wants us to break it quickly. So we remaining upon good by keeping our mindset in tune, keeping our mindset muwafiq to the thinking. keeping our mindsets in line with the thinking of what Shariat wants us to do. One Abi Atiyata Rahmatullah Ali Qala Dakhaltu Ana wa Masruq Ala Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha faqala laha Masruq Rajulani min Ashabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kilahuma la ya'lu anil khayr. With Abu Atiyya, he says that I and Masruq, both of us, Rahmatullah alayhima, both of us went to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Masruq, now he did the speaking. He had asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he said that there are two sahaba, kilahuma la ya'lu anil khayr, both of them don't fall short as far as being good is concerned. These two sahaba that we are talking about, we are asking you about, these two sahaba, they are ever ready to do good. They are always doing good. They don't fall short as far as good is concerned. Both the sahaba that we are asking you about, both of them are very, very, very quick in doing good. They don't fall short as far as doing is concerned. However, أَحَدُهُمَا يُعَجِّلُ الْمَغْرِبْ وَالْإِفْطَارِ. However, one of them hastens the Maghrib Salah. In other words, doesn't delay reading the Maghrib Salah. It doesn't delay breaking the fast. So this is one sahabi. And the other one, وَالْآخَرُ يُؤَخِّرُ الْمَغْرِبُ وَالْإِفْطَارِ. The other sahabi, he delays his iftar and he delays his maghrib. So this was the question that was posed to the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. There are two sahaba. Both of them are very good as far as being good is concerned. They don't fall short. However, we are noticing that one sahabi, this is his style, he's making his maghrib quickly, he's making iftar quickly. The other sahabi is delaying his maghrib and delaying his iftar. Now look how beautifully the question is posed. They're not taking the name of the sahaba. They're just saying, this is what we are noticing. Now we came to find out, what is the better thing? What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? So this was the mindset of sahaba, of tabi'in, the people that came after that. If they didn't know something, firstly they asked. The next thing they did was they looked to see what their seniors did. They are tabi'in, they're looking to see now what sahaba did. They're looking at the action of sahaba, they're getting a little bit of a discrepancy here. Two people are doing two different things. So now what they do in a situation, they don't just apply their own logic, they go and they find out. So this was a beautiful thing. And now when they came to find out also, they didn't take the people's name, because that is not important whose names are involved. What is important is what is the masla. They came to ask her this. فَقَالَتْ مَنْ يُعَجِّلُ الْمَغْرِبُ وَالْإِفْطَارِ. And now Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is teaching us that when somebody is doing something good, then at that time, there's no problem in finding out that who is this person that is doing something good. So she didn't ask who is delaying the Maghrib Salah and who is delaying the Iftar. She asked who is the one that is hastening with the Maghrib and the Iftar. So which sahabi is the one that is hastening with this Maghrib Salah and this Iftar? Qala Abdullah, ya'ni Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So she was told that the one that is hastening as far as the Maghrib Salah and Iftar is concerned, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. فقالت هكذا كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصنع. And she said, this is what Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would do. He would hasten with the salah and he would hasten with breaking the fast. He would not delay with breaking the fast. He would not delay with salah. She didn't say anything further. She didn't say that this person is doing wrong and he's doing like this. But just the principal answer, this is what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would do. He would break his fast quickly and he would read Maghrib Salah. Teaching us also, that this is how we should answer. There's no need to attack any person's personality. There's no need to speak bad about any person. The masla is more important. In English they say, play the ball, don't play the player. This is what we are taught also in our deen. That the more important thing is the masla. Once a person knows the masla, then he practices upon it. He doesn't need to know who the other person is. But from other hadith we learn that the other person was Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, a very, very great sahabi also. So therefore the first part of the hadith says that both these persons, they don't fall short in doing good. Both of them are doing good. So ulama explained that why was Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu delaying as far as the Maghrib Salah and as far as iftar is concerned. They give two answers for this. One is perhaps this Masruq may have seen him on one occasion that he delayed it, and he thought to himself that this was his common practice, that he would always delay. That is one possibility. Or Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu wanted to show us the limits of Sharia, that although it is better to break it quickly, it is still permissible to delay it. Not that it's haram. So he wanted to show us that this isn't something that is haram, so therefore he delayed it. But however, the question that was asked was Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, said, which is the better thing? That's why she replied, that what has happened like Mas'ud radiallahu anh, this was what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this beautiful amal of sahaba in our lives, bringing these practices and bringing that mindset of deen which is most important. What Sharia wants is what we want. What Sharia doesn't want is what we don't want. We don't want to add anything, we don't want to subtract anything, we don't want to bring our own calculation. We are happy if one of the du'as we make in the morning, رَضِينَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are happy with you as our Lord, as our Rabb. What it means, whatever rule you, law you have sent down, whatever hukam has come down from you, we are happy with. رَضِينَا بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are happy with Islam as our deen. وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولُهُ وَنَبِيَّ. And we happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger and as the Nabi. Whatever sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're happy with every sunnah, we're happy with every practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is our mindset that it should be. We're happy with everything that we have to do as far as our deen is concerned. Inshallah, we'll continue with this hadith series after 1 week. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.